From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Baseball fans in Philadelphia woke up today to an unfamiliar sensation, the happiness that comes with victory. The Phillies are getting used to the title World Series champion. The last time they could claim that, 28 years ago. Reporter Joel Rose talked to fans in South Philly.
It's been a generation since any of the city's four pro sports teams brought home a title, and Philadelphians are not taking the moment lightly. At one of South Philly's landmark diners, the waitresses traded in their usual black and white uniforms for red Phillies t-shirts and jerseys.
My name's Ella McSorley. We're at the Melrose Diner, 1501 Snyder Ave.
Carol Wilczek, Melrose Diner.
What has been the mood of your customers this morning?
Oh, ecstatic. Ecstatic. I think we are, too. Yeah. It's like something we waited for so long.
It's an amazing feeling. That's why we had to come here for breakfast in the morning to celebrate, to pinch ourselves. Actually, it happened. It really happened.
Bill Van Auken is talking about the Phillies' dream season with strangers at the counter.
We've been used to losing. You know, they talk about the Cubs being a lovable loser. Okay, they talk about us being sore losers. Well, guess what? Right now, we feel like the best winners. We are number one. We're over New York. We're over every other city. And guess what? We're going to sit in our glory because we deserve it.
The Phillies have been around for 125 years. This is only their second championship. They've lost over 10,000 games, more than any team in the history of baseball or any other sport. They hadn't played in a World Series since 1993. They won the first two games, but wound up losing the series to the Toronto Blue Jays. So Philly fans like Rick Dwyer don't take anything for granted, even a 3-1 lead against Tampa Bay.
I think everyone kind of felt like we were going to win, but you didn't dare count it until it actually happened. So I think there was a lot of optimism, but guarded optimism. I'm still like saying, okay, am I awake yet?
Even the weather seemed to be working against the Phillies. Baseball officials decided to suspend Game 5 on Monday night when a light drizzle turned into pouring rain. Not everyone here was happy about that decision. Anthony DeNicola says it robbed the Phillies' star pitcher Cole Hamels of his chance to win the game.
I think that was ridiculous. First of all, they shouldn't have started the game in the rain like that. And they shouldn't have stopped in the middle of the sixth inning. If they were going to start the inning, they should have finished the inning.
The Phillies won. Do you feel like you could forgive them now or not quite?
No, because Hamels didn't get the win. That should have been his win.
Even without the win, Cole Hamels was named the most valuable player of the World Series. And most fans I talked to are glad that baseball officials stepped in when they did. Tim and Laura Clark were in the stands at Citizens Bank Park with their two kids when play was suspended on Monday and when it resumed Wednesday night.
Where we were sitting, everybody was just on their feet the whole night, waving their rally tails and singing and chanting and, you know, rooting on the Phillies. They were diehard.
What was it like waiting for 2 days for the end of that baseball game?
It was painful.
Draining. Exhausting. Draining. It's finally over. We can get back to our normal lives now.
But it was worth the wait.
Well worth
it was definitely worth the wait.
The Phillies' dream season ends on Friday afternoon with a victory parade down Broad Street. It'll be the first since the Philadelphia 76ers won the NBA title 25 years ago. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in Philadelphia.